Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You may be an atheist, and you may not believe in Holy Scripture, but that does not change the fact that the mark of the beast is upon us. For those unfamiliar with the mark of the beast, it comes from Revelation 13 in the Bible. It also forced all people, great and small, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hands or on their foreheads, so that they could not buy or sell unless they had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of its name. This calls for wisdom. Let the person who has insight calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. That number is 666. Whether it is biblical prophecy or not, the evidence suggests it is a very real agenda. Every universal barcode has three guide bars, each one representing a six. When the inventor, George Joseph Lohrer of IBM, was asked of this, he replied, "Yes, they do resemble the code for a six. There is nothing sinister about this, nor does it have anything to do with the Bible's mark of the beast. It is simply a coincidence, like the fact that my first, middle, and last name all have six letters." Perhaps it was a coincidence, or even a joke. But look at what we have today. In 2004, the FDA approved a chip that is implanted into a person's hand. In 2019, Elon Musk and Neuralink have announced that they are planning on implanting computer chips into people's heads so that we can merge with artificial intelligence. MIT, under funding of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, has developed a quantum dot ink implant that can be monitored by a smartphone. And in 2020, world patent number 060606 was published by Microsoft Technology, titled Cryptocurrency System Using Body Activity Data. It outlines a technology wherein human body activity associated with a task provided to a user may be used in a mining process of a cryptocurrency system. The human is given an activity to accomplish, which is sent from a body sensor to the cloud and to the cryptocurrency system, rewarding the human with money. And while this is happening, the world is being told to stay at home until a vaccine can be developed, while the 5G needed to run artificial intelligence is rapidly rolling out worldwide. Let the person who has insight calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. Humanity is being asked to abandon a world based on God's law and accept a world based on man's law. In other words, the law of the state. Whether you believe in biblical prophecy or not, the mark of the beast is becoming very real. And at the speed of which things are now going, it seems we will soon discover how many people will accept the mark and how many will resist. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
I'm here to tell you, I don't need you to thank me and tell me I've done a good job. I've done nothing but my duty. I discovered a bunch of bloodthirsty scum coming after innocent people, and I've been fighting them for 13 years, and I'll never stop while I'm drawing breath.
For 26 years, Alex Jones and InfoWars have been sounding the alarm for patriots worldwide, waking people up to the new world order, Bohemian Grove, the American deep state, the rise of communist China, the plan for global depopulation, and global elite pedophiles who prey off of our young. The enemy has done their best to destroy us, but because of your support, our fight continues.
this. Support the InfoWar, and together we will slay the dragon.
Keep fighting, Alex. You're the gladiator.
The superpower that I have is that I tell you what I really think, even if it ends up hurting me short term. I believe in God, and I believe in the long run, it'll end up being better for myself and everybody else in this world we live together in. I understand what comes around, what goes around, you reap what you sow, and I live that. And I fundamentally, at a cellular level, understand it. Now, if I would have hyped up the virus was going to kill 3, 4, 5 million people like the UN did, I would have sold 5 times more supplements. But you know what? I didn't do that. But I said, on a routine basis, regardless, people are vitamin D deficient, people are deficient in iodine and so many other issues. You need those products regardless. So we started selling out of Vitamineral Fusion, all the other products. I cut the prices from 30% off to 60% off because I knew it was the right thing to do during a crisis to make sure people were incentivized to up their body's defenses. But now I'm telling you, with the economic crisis going on, get your storable food now.
Dehumanization system is destruction. Resistance is victory. Compliance to tyranny is death. So my answer is victory or death. I saw a headline yesterday for the David Knight Show when they, on Infowars.com and Newswars.com and Bandit Video put out the headline, the live feed for people to share and send out. Hopefully you are. If you want to win, you want to be slaves. Hell, don't, please. If you're not awake now, not involved, not engaged now, when will you be? I know a lot of you are, but other folks on the fence, this isn't entertainment. It's not a... So many millions tune in. They estimate in some of these big PR firms, half the audience tunes in for entertainment value. Okay, well, you're pretty sadistic then if you think this is entertainment, because it's not. I try to illustrate how evil the globalists are by laying out their own statements and their own words in a theatrical way, because the theatrics don't do justice to the real thing. It's way worse than I can tell you. Let me try to back this up. The bear trap closed in the last 2 months. It's on our leg. And if we don't either get our leg out or cut our leg off, we're going to die. And so this is not a good position to be in. But if I can't get my leg out of this thing very, very quickly, I'm going to pull a knife out and cut my leg off. I'm going to tourniquet it up and I'm going to drag myself off. And I'm not looking forward to hacking through my own ankle. But I can see over the hill a couple dozen wolves 300 yards away coming at me. And if I don't cut this ankle off and scrabble in the woods and at least climb into a hole where I can find a sharp stick and jab at the wolves, I have no hope. And you've got to decide, hey, leg, bye-bye. I didn't want us to step in the bear trap. I really tried to keep us from it. I know you did as well. But the time for that's over now. We're in the trap. And every minute, every second, every millisecond that we sit here lying to ourselves about this, things only get worse. So let's talk about the reality of where we are. We have a consortium, a syndicate, a alliance, a axis, and a combine, a confederacy of big corporations that have never gotten in trouble for what they've done through the lawyers and the corporate systems of deniability, these councils and authoritarian governments and absolutely mind-blown degenerate media barons who have been raised on hating America and Jesus and freedom and manhood because they're scum and they're threatened by that. I mean, if you're Bill Gates or you're Warren Buffett or you're Sumner Redstone, your fear at 2 a.m. is that men wake up. White men, brown men, black men, they don't care. They don't want men to wake up. So you teach men to fight with each other and hate each other or what color they are, while you're selling a system that's destroying their very genetic code, regardless of what color they are.
And the big foundations he represents have been at the heart of this entire dehumanization operation. And so it's a very heavy heart that I realized that I just had to trust in God and turn over to God at this point, because the last 2 months with the lockdown and them rolling out the plan exactly as we predicted they would confirms to me that they're going to execute the next phases of their plan. So they're coming with forced inoculations next year. They're coming to not
a little bit of in-game initiated that's up on band.video. And do not share this video. Just submit to it. Take the forced inoculations. No, I'm being sarcastic. So, let me be a good boy. We'll go to break in like 4 minutes, and then we'll come back and I'll try to lay this out. But God Almighty, maybe we're not supposed to change this. I mean, maybe all the leftists, everybody that want the economy shut down and fetishize wearing masks and fetishize lockdowns, maybe they need to see the full-born, decade-long depression, hundreds of millions starving to death, to not trust the globalist. But the globalists are openly saying that this is already going to kill 20, 30, 40, 50 times what COVID-19 does in the next year from starvation. But there's that underlying sickness of, well, there's too many people anyways. Because this isn't being done to save the earth. It's not being done to save the third world. It's being done to kill people. And that's the real math. And that's the reality. And all these people out there that are on the Chi-Com payroll, you know, I should be jumping for joy this morning. I should be running around on air doing backflips, standing on my head, because incredibly good things are happening right now. But I've just looked into the abyss too long, and I don't even know what to say at this point. I can't believe that we've let things even get to this point. And then I'd ask myself, why am I trying to save this? If I really hate the leftists and what they do, I should be supporting them, because they're going to be the ones that are the first to go under this. But then I sit back and I realize so many children will be hurt in the process. It's the right thing to do to just tell the truth and try to save everybody, even if they don't deserve it. This audience of amazing activists, they do deserve the truth. And so I will do it. I mean, I haven't even hit the big news yet. Imagine the start of the show today. Finally, the Pentagon comes out and realizes that big tech was a mouthpiece for communist China and created the COVID-19 hysteria from the beginning to shut down the U.S. economy. That's all confirmed. Hell, Google, Facebook, Twitter, they all would shovel official Communist Party English speakers at you. They sponsor everybody. While Americans that are loyal citizens are banned. And people say, oh, you poor baby, I'm not a victim. I was banned because I was an alpha male that didn't want to be a slave. And all these people that think one-dimensional go, oh, you're being banned, too bad for you. I'm being banned? What the? You are the target. I'm the schmuck that thought you'd want freedom, that thought you'd want to stand up against this, but you know I'm not a schmuck. Because I'm doing this before God. And that's the only audience that matters. It doesn't matter if no one listens to me. It doesn't matter because God's watching and that's who counts. But you know what? A lot of people are watching and taking action. And I salute you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. Really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVoice.
It is Thursday, April 23rd, 2020. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thanks for joining us. Okay, so here's the facts, the reality. You have 185,000 deaths worldwide of this coronavirus, and the United Nations is reporting that about 10 million people starve to death a year, and now they're saying it's going to be 30 million. So that's 20 million extra dead people, and that's how mathematics works. So none of the folks pushing that it's the end of the world, keep the lockdown going, all of this, want to address that. They just want to debate you about, we could save somebody if we stay locked in our houses. Even though they admit more people are dying of cancer from not getting treatment, suicide rates, all of it, drug abuse skyrocketing, bankruptcy, all of that on top of the starvation is dozens of times bigger than COVID-19. But see, those that buy into it get praised by the media when they write the articles about how America can never reopen. So Mitch McConnell came out and said, look, I know the Democrats and the globalists want to bankrupt the economy and we're already leveraged to the hilt. And it's the blue cities and blue states that are the problem. So if you make us continue to do this, we just won't be able to bail out the states. Because they're the ones trying to bring the whole country down. That is a normal, good response. Just like the attorney general saying, this house arrest is martial law. This is illegal. This is dangerous. Trump saying, go out and protest against the shutdown. He needs us to not be cowards. He needs us to learn how to do basic math and go, okay, 30,000 dead in the United States. Think about that. Imagine if Americans acted like this before. We lost millions of people in our wars, millions in the Civil War. So black people had rights. Imagine people back then if they'd have been told, oh, there's a plague. You can't go outside. And this plague is incredibly weak. So can we put up the number of deaths for the United States police? We're out there on screen for 2 years. U.S. deaths, please. And again, these are deaths counting everybody that died from car wrecks, gunshot wounds, heart attacks, cancer. They're now claiming it's 46,972. And what a genius operation. They count everyone that dies that tests positive for the cold, whoever had a cold, and whoever had the flu. It's a test put out by the woman that runs the Wuhan Bioweapons Lab, Danielle Anderson. She also runs the Facebook fact-checking. So let me get this big piece of news before our next special guest joins us. Through public relations firms and through major billionaires, almost every major news site that was pro-Trump has taken money. I would imagine you'd want to know those names, wouldn't you? So I want you to think about that and understand that. Here it is. Chinese agents helped spread messages that showed virus panic in U.S., officials say. I'm not against U.S. intelligence agencies if they follow the American way and if they promote freedom And if we, the people, control the government, and that if our will in the legislators and the president we elect is executed dutifully, if there's mistakes made, I understand. But if you've got the spirit and you're on the right direction, then, you know, a few broken eggs, I'm not going to piss myself. But I've been an enemy of U.S. intelligence agencies and law enforcement for decades because they've been run by the globalists. The minute they began to come under U.S. control, well, I'm their biggest fan. That's not a paradox. That's not a contradiction. That's called common sense. Because nobody was more pissed than U.S. intelligence operatives and law enforcement at carrying out evil. People at the grassroots want to carry out good. People want justice. That's why the globalists don't like common sense and human decisions. They want technotronic technocracy making decisions. So this isn't a revolution of the elite through the people. This is the people taking control. And that's why InfoWars is so damn sexy. It's because we are the people. And I get my orders from common sense. And yeah, when I wake up and feel the Holy Spirit at 3 a.m. and get on my knees. And then just... And I'm like, why can't it be like this during the day? Why can't I stay here forever? Why can't I have all this peace and understanding? And it's like, because you're not there yet, you only get it for 1 second. Now, carry out the operation. So that I've got something to sound off of versus these devil worshipers. But people that don't have God can't even imagine because they've never been able to bounce it off of that. It's not that InfoWars tells Trump and patriots and the government what to do. It's that we're a key that fits the lock, or we're a lock that takes the key. I'm American. You're American. But we're all human as well. We all have kinship. And we didn't just come to this party. We were born into it. And that gives us standing. And so the globalists only carry out an operation if it gives them success in every level. Well, at the first level, it gives them more power and control. Brings in a technocracy, bans cash, brings in drone control surveillance, has medical tyranny to force them to inoculate you. But what's... Those are all side dishes. What's the big ribeye steak? Immediately stalling the world economy makes people dependent, not free market, not successful themselves, makes them accept communism, socialism, centralization. They go into deeper debt. And what else does it do? What else does it do? Think about that hard and long. It makes them dependent. It makes them easily controlled. But what else does it do? Because if you have the answer to that question, you have the answer to all the questions. They're not just trying to make you dependent so they run your life. They're making you dependent so that you're obsolete, so that you're non-essential. You're being seen as a cancer on the billionaire's planet, and that you think you get a house and a life and a wife and a husband and a family and kids and a vacation, and that's, oh, that's their resources. They're greedy. They want you cut out of the future. They're stealing your position in the universe and your providence and your genetic future. And they're engaging in a type of war that is covert, that is very, very hard to beat. But still, I've not released the secrets. But it's like a brick wall. I'm about to release. I'm not allowed to. There's no government telling me not to. I'm about to release massive stuff, and I was about to do it, and God said, nope, not yet. Seriously, that's one of my greatest frustrations. I'm not allowed to tell you yet. Hopefully, I'm praying to God to let me tell you. I'm not allowed to right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars can now offer high-quality, affordable food again. Other manufacturers were sold out 8 weeks ago, and they told people they had food. Most folks never were delivered their food. Well, when our sponsors' food began to run short, they just suspended sales till they opened more factories and secured more food. So if you get your orders in right now, they can take new orders and get it to you quickly. They'll probably have to suspend orders very, very soon again because the lockdown of the economy is killing food distribution, farming, you name it, and now it's mainstream news that food shortages and delivery are already starting to happen. If Trump could turn the economy back on and wrest control of our system away from the globalists, things may be okay, but it looks like it's going to get very, very rough. So again, ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to secure the number one thing you need, high-quality, affordable food, ready to get to you and your family now. To get your orders in at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To submit and not be our own men, our own women. But now here we are. The communist Chinese, a garden state, a farming community of the globalists, a giant programming point to test tyranny. And here's the New York Times telling you exactly what we told you 3 months ago. Chinese agents helped spread messages that sowed virus panic in the U.S. People go, Alex, you believe the New York Times? No, I don't believe the New York Times. They've been forced to report this because Trump is fighting back and they've been caught. I know for a fact that through ad agencies, the communist Chinese have bought off most of the major news websites. We got approached by one of the richest men in the world last year to sell out, and we didn't. And it was a contract. It was a private meeting. And I signed a non-disclosure. Wasn't criminal. I could sell my soul anytime I want. It wasn't like Devil Went Down to Georgia in a Charlie Daniels song where he jumps up on a hickory stump and says, boy, let me tell you what. You might be a fiddle player, but I'm a fiddle player too. And I bet a fiddle of gold against your souls. I think I'm better than you. But I've had those experiences. And you know what? It was easy not to sell out. But here's the difference. I can't get up here and not sell out to the devil and then not get you to support us. Because that's what this comes down to. Money for me was never something I worshipped. And when they tried to shut me down 15 years ago, I came and set up a bigger operation and said, I'll show you. You try to shut me down, I'll really go big time. And that's why it's important for you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get great vitamins and supplements and books and films and T-shirts. We've got T-shirts that I designed with a crew 2 weeks ago. They're now in, made in Texas, that show 5G. 5G kills. And it's got the image of the gorilla, the monkey, the gorilla, the caveman, the man, then a skeleton being fried by 5G. Those shirts are now in. We've got storable food when nobody else that we know has it. We're ready to ship that. We've got a lot of other great products, and that's what it takes to keep us on air and to keep this big crew of people and all these other shows on air. And I'm not a victim. I'm not bitching or complaining. I'm just simply saying I didn't sell out to the richest people on the planet, which was not, by the way, it was not hard to not sell out, by the way. It was like, you ride down this razor blade into alcohol and destroy yourself, and we'll give you $10 million personally, you know. No. You're like, is that a joke? But you see so many people that are willing to do that, and they did take the money. And so many of the folks were good people before, but they were alone. No one supported them, so they sold out. I'm not even judging people that did that. And the minute they sell out, they go from having all this worth, and that magicness of authenticity to worthlessness. They go from being real gold to being pyrite. Fool's gold, just like that. But I'm just saying, thank you, listeners. Don't thank me for keeping InfoWars in the fight. And now with Mitch McConnell saying we're going into a global depression if we don't turn this around, he's saying to the states that are globalist run, hey, you want a depression, you're not going to get a bailout because it doesn't exist anyways. So we've reached just an incredible moment, ladies and gentlemen, and Trump coming out and exposing all of this, and the attorney general's coming out and saying house arrest is martial law and is wrong. Wow. But see, it's not that the establishment's perfect. The establishment, separation of powers, had a little bit of fight. America sold out to China. The CFR said it was the Chinese century. We were all done. And then when it came down to finally turning the lights out in America, America said no and elected Trump, who actually wants to be president. He's got his own problems, but he wants to be the guy in charge. And he actually isn't out to get us. And so they're so pissed. They're so upset. They don't know what to do. And so they threw their own fit and said, we'll turn the whole economy off and make you submit to us. And all that did was make people support what's happening even more. And I go back, we'll go to break, come back with our special guest for the next hour and a half. And I'm really blessed to have him, very, very blessed to have him. He's been around for a decade, one of the biggest up and coming superstars exposing tyranny and not backing down under pressure. And that's the man from London Real and all the great work he's doing. Digital freedom platform of the people, by the people, for the people. Brian Rose coming up. But again, I'll just say this because when I ask for your support, we get it. So many times I don't. You need to get the products at InfoWarsStore.com because vitamin D3 is going to help you and your family and boost your life and make you better. Getting the great multivitamins we have is just a total win. You're funding freedom. You're getting a great product that's certified and high quality. and getting storable food that lasts 25 years, you've got it in the closet, you've got it in the attic, you've got it as a backup, and it's the mindset, it is metaphysical, of being prepared and being ready changes everything. So we have that as well, and I just want to encourage you all to go to InfoWarsStore.com and do that. But here we are with Mitch McConnell, who I want to go to break with and come back with our special guest, saying we don't want this, but if the states are going to keep stuff locked down, it will be a Great Depression, so we're not going to bail you out. And they go, oh, you're holding us hostage, but it's the blue cities and blue states that are globalist run that are holding us hostage. So the moves Trump's making are exactly what I would do, and this is crazy. Here it is.
I have great respect for Lamar Alexander. A lot of the state governments are going to be smashed up by this, but there is no Chapter 8 in the bankruptcy code. Who are you going to, for states? No states can go bankrupt. Local governments can go bankrupt and reorganize. Who are you going to task to lead the effort on deciding what to do or not to do for the states?
Yeah, well, I think it's going to be a broad discussion throughout the conference. I mean, we all represent states. We all have governors, regardless of party, who would love to have free money. And that's why I said yesterday we're going to push the pause button here, because I think this whole business of additional assistance for state and local governments needs to be thoroughly evaluated. You raised yourself the important issue of what states have done, many of them have done to themselves with their pension programs. There's not going to be any desire on the Republican side to bail out state pensions by borrowing money from future generations. So this is a much bigger conversation than we've had providing assistance for small business, because the government shut them out, put them down, put them out of business, or assistance to hospitals, which are overwhelmed by the COVID-19 disease. This is a very different decision. These are all taxing authorities, just like we are, and I think that's why we need to have a fulsome conference-wide discussion among Senate Republicans before we go down this path.
Well, I agree. I think people do not understand how badly mismanaged some states have been and their unfunded liabilities, and if they were in the private sector, they would have to reorganize.
Is at NewsWars.com. We'll come back with our guest, Brian Rose of London Real, but that's really what this is. Is holding America hostage, bringing us into collapse, and then getting giant bailouts to blue states and blue cities, who then say robots and drones are going to police us, and we've got to take forced inoculations. Remember what Trump said last week? Tell the Democrats, the Democrat governors, that Mutiny on the Bounty was one of my favorite movies. A good old-fashioned mutiny every now and then is exciting and invigorating thing to watch. Especially when the mutineers need so much the captain too easy. So now you see it. They're coming out saying the Chi-Coms ran it with Bill and Melinda Gates. Bill Gates is getting demonized everywhere. The whole thing is starting to turn against them. So it looked like they had it all beat, like when Hitler invaded Russia. But all of a sudden, things get turned back very quickly. We've now reached that magic point. The founder of London Real, Brian Rose, straight ahead. Stay with us.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1 liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1 liter bottle of our high quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30 count bottle of immune booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30 count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
The devil went down to Georgia.
He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know."
All right, Brian Rose is here. I've been a fan of his work 3-4 years. I've watched a lot of it when I'm on the treadmill or, you know, out hiking or whatever. I tend to listen to it. He's at LondonReal.tv, but he just is a very real guy, like London Real. So I've always liked him, just had an immediate affinity with him. And early on, he's done a lot of the David Icke interviews. I really enjoyed those. But I liked all the interviews he did because, unlike me, he shuts up and lets folks talk. And then when he does pipe in, he really has insightful comments. But what he really has is something that is the fifth element. And it's courage. And it's being a leader and realizing that you can go along and get along and be empowered monetarily early on in a corrupt system. But in the end, you destroy yourself and everybody else. What really matters is integrity. So I'm going to try to shut up for the next hour or so while he's with us. Brian Rose of LondonReal.com. I've got a lot of questions for him about COVID-19 and the New World Order and his show and his big David Icke interview that they had in literally thousands of publications saying this is the most evil thing on earth, but we banned it. You can't see what they actually said. And it was just because David Icke was like electrical. I mean, I've always been a David Icke fan, but I was like cult follower at that point. So Brian Rose, great to have you here. You've got another big David Icke interview. You've been warned not to have him back on, but you've You've doubled down the essence of male leadership. I'll just say it. I'm not gay, but it's sexy, okay? Men not backing down, women not backing down. There's nothing more sexy than knowing you're right and having the will. So thanks for joining us. Tell us about where you're at right now and what you've been through the last few weeks on this roller coaster. Because you were a successful banker and had a show for 10 years and reached millions every week, but now you've taken a rocket ship up to the next level.
Well, it's great to be back, Alex, and I love that song, The Devil Went Down to Georgia, and I feel like that's been playing in the back of my head the last couple weeks with a few of the trillion-dollar Silicon Valley behemoths, because they've been trying to tempt me with the cash flow that usually gets most people to shut up, but they picked the wrong guy to fight with because I'm deciding not to play their game. And like you said, for the last 9 years, we've been a platform for free speech, you know, having these long-form, nuanced conversations, and I emphasize nuance, because you have to really listen to someone to understand that point of view. This isn't just a clickbait headline. And 2 weeks ago, in what was the second largest YouTube stream in the world, a show that was going to go on to be watched probably 30 or 40 million times, potentially the most watched video podcast in human history, was subsequently banned from YouTube 30 minutes later. I wasn't consulted. It wasn't discussed with me. I found out the details in a BBC article the next day. And from there, as you know, Alex, the next 2 weeks I've been banned on LinkedIn, on Vimeo, on Dropbox, on Facebook, on Twitter. But we have decided to fight back. They picked the wrong person to fight with. And I don't know about you, Alex, but as a kid, when someone told me what to do, I never appreciated it. But we have decided to stream what we're calling Rose Ike 3, the end of the trilogy, on May 3rd, 2020. And we're going to have 1 million people watching that live stream simultaneously. It'll make us the largest live stream of a conversation in human history. But to do that, I can't wait and kowtow to these Silicon Valley companies, but we've had to create our own platform, Alex. And we've had to create our own war chest. And that's what's been super exciting about the last 48 hours.
Exactly. And that's what's so beautiful is we made YouTube powerful. We made Google powerful. We made Facebook powerful. And you're the talent. You're the host. You've got the guests. You built the studio. You've got the crew. You did it all. Since when do these people sit in judgment over you like they're God? And so you've done it just like InfoWars did. You've built your own platform and you're building it and they are coming.
Very much so. And, you know, I think they've been shocked by the way I've behaved. I think they expected us to, you know, behave like a little good little boy, to go away and be silent and never mention Ike, COVID-19, 5G, you name it. But we have continued to put everything we possibly can on that platform. I continue to publish and post this Rose Ike 3 coming up on May 3rd. And we are really pushing the envelope here and building our own digital platform with the capital.
By the way, I want you to get 5 million views, unlike these stupid Gangnam Style videos. I mean, seriously, I want to see people like, I think we're in competition. I'm not, we don't, but other people do. We're not in competition. We're in competition against the forces of globalism that want to suppress free speech. Every victory for people that stand up for free speech is our shared victory. Your victories are my victory. My victories are your victories, Brian.
Correct. I want all of us to be seen, to be known. And the better you do, the better I do, the better David Icke does. I mean, we just want free speech. We want adults to make their own decisions, Alex. And, you know, we're losing the sovereignty of our own bodies, what to put inside them, what to put inside our ears and our eyes. And, you know, Ofcom came out with a statement the other day. And by the way, the television station that aired my first interview with David Icke had to publish a retraction. And Ofcom said this is dangerous material to broadcast, implying that we need to be coddled as adults and we can't make our own decisions. This boggles my mind, and we're fighting back against this.
Oh, the head of YouTube came out with Brian Stelter on Unreliable Sources and said, we're banning anyone that doesn't follow WHO orders. So suddenly we wake up, and the UN, unelected bureaucrats funded by China, are now in control of what we can say. As he said, you will not promote zinc. The zinc is non-essential.
I mean, this is another example of the Silicon Valley companies having a completely different line than the government of the countries they're located in. And now, you know, the U.S. is pulling funding from the WHO, a lot of people questioning their leadership. And now
I was about to say, isn't it exciting to finally see pushback, Brian?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, Ike has been talking about this for a long time, questioning that authority. But, you know, Alex, with a name like the World Health Organization, you know, 99% of the public just assumes it automatically has authority. But when you start looking at their decisions, it's shocking. And I've been very impressed to see Trump's pushback on that. And, of course, he's gotten a lot of flack from it as well.
Well, that's right. But again, 99% of folks roll over where you haven't rolled over. And again, as you said, we won't get into details, but they come. I didn't talk to you about this, but I don't know how it works. We got a big deal for you. Hey, we got a big sponsor. Just do what we say. And then you didn't do what they said, Brian.
Yeah, you know, I've had a lot of people reach out for sponsorship. We've never had sponsors, and I don't want them at this point because I don't even want to hesitate for a second to think about what I'm going to publish. And so that way we continue to do whatever the heck we want around here. And,
well,
you know,
just
we are
said it, though, because hesitation holds back the purity. There's something, like, people think, like, no, we want unfiltered. What is it about unfiltered that's so magic?
Yeah, and that's exactly it. And all these people that are still on these platforms, they know in the back of their mind, maybe there's something they can't say. And so maybe they just better toe the line a little bit, not mention that COVID-19 thing, because they'll lose their cash flow, maybe lose their entire business. But I am not scared. I'm willing to put it all on the line. And let me be clear, if we get banned from YouTube, this company's revenues drop down to zero. But I don't care. Whatever's on the other side, I think we can deal with it. Honestly, Alex, you've been a trailblazer in that way, and I'm trusting the process, and I'm trusting what we're calling the London Real Army, which is millions of people that have mobilized around the world. Alex, I saw posters in Austin, Texas at the courthouse with London Real Army on them. Blew me away.
Oh, that's it. Because you're the man in the arena and you didn't back down, it becomes a standard for others. And we don't want to be banned. We won't want to be persecuted. But if you make us do that, we will build our own system. And it's that spirit that the people resonated with that. It would take all the power from big tech overnight. Because the people, it is called YouTube, right? Still?
Yeah, you're exactly right, Alex. And I see people in the streets constantly shouting at me. I've got guys in garbage trucks, guys in delivery trucks that are yelling out, Brian, those want to keep doing what you're doing, fight the power. There's a lot of people out there that want to do this pushback. And maybe now is the time where we can finally show them that we have a voice. We ended up getting back on LinkedIn after thousands of my followers deleted their accounts. And I don't know what got their attention, but they're starting to notice. And I think with this new platform that I'll talk about shortly and this Rosike 3, I think we're making a statement.
Well, get into that right now. We're about to start the next hour. But you got this big David Icke interview coming up in just like a week or so.
Yeah, so to stream concurrently with a million people, not on a major platform or one of the trillion-dollar Silicon Valley corporations, requires a lot of money. My technical guys ran the analysis, and it's $100,000 for that 1 2-hour stream.
That's right.
Alex, I've never asked for a dollar in the history of London Real. 9 years, never asked for a donation. We started a crowdfunding platform yesterday, and in just over 24 hours, we've raised $250,000 for the digital freedom platform, which is
and that's real voting with money. Because let me explain for folks who don't know, he puts it out in HD. He's got a good streamer for what he said, $100,000. You want to get 10, 15, 20 million views like we get every few days now? Folks, it is huge amounts of money. That's where all your purchases are going. I can tell you what he's saying. They made him do this. But that's what's beautiful. They're making us innovate. They say that necessity is the mother of invention. That's why you need to go to London Real right now and donate. It's so beautiful. That's why they put me in prison soon. Because, you know, I can't talk about it yet. But they told me if I don't back down and I don't support Trump, they're going to put me in prison. And that's okay. I'm ready for it. I think Brian Rose will be there while I'm in prison supporting me and my family. We'll be right back with the next hour. Stay with us.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.